into my book collection.
What did you do before the Misfits?
I got drunk a lot. Went out and went crazy and got in a lot of trouble and that kind of shit.
So what got you to do a band and you called the Misfits with that whole thing? Why did you want to show the violent side?
Because I like violence. I think it's part of the world. Do you?
Now is that, so is that the stuff that you write about then, is that pro-violence or is that, or aware of violence? I wouldn't say anti-violence, but aware of violence that exists.
Yeah, more like that. More, what I am is a survivalist, I would say that, first of all, and a realist, you know? Standard. Sometimes I come up with great lyrics, sometimes stuff is like poetry or whatever, you know, try to just work in like bullet.
Since 1977, the Misfits have been one of the most important punk bands around. From the iconic use of the Crimson Skull to the Puss Head album covers, they're the bastard child of 1950s horror movies, the darker shades of pop culture, and punk DIY ethos. Over the past decades, they've left a legacy of brutality, controversy, and influenced hundreds of bands of various genres. The Misfits' sense of danger and death, cut with their devil-locked theatrics, made it safe to play with life's darker sides. This month, Biblio Discotheque is paying homage to the Misfits with this two-part show consisting of 40-odd covers, ranging from dubstep to metal, folk to mariachi. So come on up to the Devil's Jukebox for Biblio Discotheque's The Misfits Cover Collection, Volume 1.
I'm known to the police and the FBI as the Crimson Ghost.
I don't want no substitute.
the Bullet 45 was the violent side of what we were doing. You know, the death, you know, mm-hmm. accepting death and all that kind of stuff. And the maybe even a political side, you know. But not really. It was more on the violent side of it, you know.
Plan 9 deals with the resurrection of the dead. Long-distance electrode shot into the pineal and pituitary glands of recent dead. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
How successful has it been?
We have risen 2 so far. We shall be just as successful on more.
Okay. medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murder. Repeating this latest bulletin just received moments ago from Cumberland, Maryland, civil defense authorities have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers.
You heard Bullet done by the Helicopters. Horror Business was performed by Superchunk. The Backyard Babies did Teenagers from Mars. 88 Finger Louie gave us Night of the Living Dead. And Bratmobile finished that set off with Where Eagles Dare. In 1978, the Misfits came together as Mr. Jim, Jerry Only, and Glenn Danzig. When their original DIY record label, Blank Records, was already in use, they ended up taking a buy-off of 30 hours of studio time and changed the label name to the more culturally relevant Plan 9, named after the Ed Wood film. What came from this was the Static Age Sessions, an album that would take 20 years to see the light of its entirety. We're going to start the next set off with Chief Ghoul's Vampira.
Yeah. like me at all.
If you were turned inside out, that's the way you'd look.
Corpses all hang, headless and limp. Bodies with no surprises, and the blood drains down like a devil's ring. We'll bathe tonight. I want your scars. I need your scars. I want your scars. I need your scars. Demon I am, in flesh I feel. You see your skin turn inside out, cause gotta have you on my wall. Gotta have you on my wall, cause I want your skulls. I need your skulls. I want your skulls. I need your skulls. On my wall, hack the heads off little girls and put them on my wall. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Hold on, my skeleton. For soon you shall have life. Sweet life.
You heard Jason Ritchie in The New Blood, I Turned Into a Martian. Skulls was performed by the Lemonheads. London Dungeon came from Ghoul Town. And Culpables Directos did Ghouls Night Out. In 1978, Frankie and Mr. Jim left the band and were replaced by Bobby Steele and Joey Image. During the almost 2 years this lineup existed, the Misfits produced some of its best tracks and adopted the iconic Crimson Ghost logo and their devil-locked coifs. Jerry Only, in an interview with Royal Flush magazine, said that during this time, they were looking to be the next big thing. The punk scene was very arty with bands like the Talking Heads, and so they decided they would go in an opposite direction. Of course, what Jerry and Glenn created was a style of horror punk that would lay the groundwork for numerous bands.
Remember that well in the media? I think they called them Astro Zombies.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Whoa!
Burning hand, I'm gonna live my life to destroy a world. Prime directive, exterminate the whole human race in your face, bald like a mound of flesh. Heart pumps till it pumps in death. Prime directive, exterminate whatever stands left. All I wanted to say, all I've got to do, who'd I do this for? Be you. All I wanted to say, got to do, who'd I do this for now? Me or you? Whoa, 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 whoa. All I want to know, whoa, 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 whoa. All I want, with a touch of my burning hand, I'm gonna live my life to destroy a world. Prime directive, exterminate this whole fucking place, and your face falls like a mound of flesh. Heart pumps and it pumps in death. Prime directive, exterminate whatever stands left. All I wanted to say, all I've got to do, who'd I do this for? Me or you? All I wanted to say, all I've got to do,
that is not exterminated becomes one of them. It gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill.
I separate my food from my lovers.
If you go scream, you scream with me. Moments like this never last. When the creature takes your place, I will jump in at the door. I'm not afraid to
angry red planets.
Sounds so foreboding, doesn't it?
Blinkies, Astro Zombies, The Fiendish Thingies, Did Die, Die My Darling, Death Comes Ripping came from Marco Polo, American Nightmare did Broken Toys, Pajo did Angel Fuck, The Rip Fits did All Hell Breaks Loose, Elf Power gave us those hybrid moments, and Yonder Mountain String Band closed off that set with 20 Eyes. Special thanks goes out, as always, to the lovely Mrs. Hannah T, to the Misfits and all the bands that made this show possible, and for you for tuning in once again to Biblio Discotheque, a division of the Novel Sound. You can join us monthly at Mixcloud and at Garage Punk Pirate Radio at garagepunk.com. You can read the blogs and footnotes to decide or figure out or hear about why I chose the tracks that I did at thenovelsound.com, and you can follow me at Facebook. As we leave part one of the Misfits cover collection, there's only one question that remains.
Saco buenas marcas y se volan. No me importa ni un cojón. Me quedo en casa cada noche haciendo mi tarea para ser inteligente. Las niñas dicen que soy descojonado. Mami, mami, estoy vivo. Mami, soy un cabrón salvador. Mami, quiero matarle esta noche. hasta que están mojados de sangre. Navaja asador en carne de jóvenes. Es un carnaval. Traeré souvenirs. Es la fantasía. Quiero matar esta la maté en la calle de enamorados. Escogí los dedos y los dientes. Caso cada noche hasta encuentro mi víctima. Es un carnaval. Traeré souvenirs. Es la fantasía de mi vida. Quiero matar esta noche. Quiero matar esta noche, esta noche. Quiero matar 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 esta noche. Échale cuchillo, la muchacha pa' se muere. 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 Esta noche, 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 esta noche.
My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space?